know, the one thing we have to remember is whether it's the garden clubs, citizen activist groups, groups that are here, they're not Fortune 500 companies by any means, and a lot of times the members are volunteers, for sure, spending money out of their own pocket. They're still here attempting to influence the actions of a public official, which is absolutely a great thing, and it's absolutely protected under the First Amendment. But they're still trying to influence the actions of a public official, and therefore it's important for those public officials to understand who's lobbying them and why.